short film must always look on the poem a bit jealously, this other shorter form that has somehow escaped being caught in the shadow of the feature presentation of plays and novels. But jealousy apart, for at least a decade now, short films and poems have been regularly meeting up in a genre called poetry film, where words and images come together to do what the MBA in your life might call leveraging each other's strengths. The genre is celebrated as part of this weekend's O'Vale Winter Warmer Festival in Cork, ahead of which Rachel Andrews spoke to the festival's Paul Casey about the words and the pictures.
Your garden. I believe I rolled over in my sleep last night, and before I could hear your footsteps descend on a fresh dawn of this month of October, you had already sealed and locked the door behind you and joined the procession of stars that recedes into the ever-growing brightness of the western sky.
The world we're living in now is far more visual than it used to be. It went from oral then to, I suppose, the page. Poetry moved from the oral to the page. And now that most of the audiences are visually oriented, especially young audiences, you know, they're so film, I suppose, oriented that that's been quite a natural place for poems to end up. Well, it's our fifth year screening poetry films. Sixth if you include the year we brought the Zebra poetry film organisers over from Berlin to showcase sort of the best of Zebra poetry films. And they'd be the biggest in the world. It's an event every 2 years. Since then, we incorporated an annual evening dedicated to viewing various poetry films from around the world, and that evolved into us beginning an international competition. The genre has taken on quite substantially just in the last decade. It's gone from one poetry film dedicated festival to over a dozen on almost every continent. It's increasing the audiences for poetry, certainly, people who wouldn't usually be, especially a generation now, an adult generation who still feels the effects of a school system that has made them quite allergic to poetry, that it's given them a new sort of way in again, you know, to rediscover poetry, to enjoy what poetry is about.
What exactly is poetry film?
Poetry film is essentially the interpretation of poetry through film. So, for the most part, the poem acts as a script, and then the filmmaker decides how to interpret that visually. There's nothing set in stone as to how the two sort of meld or gel. Sometimes it's just a question of adding music and the right visuals to emphasize the heart of the poem, as it were. But more often, I find filmmakers are using their techniques to find a new way into the poem, to see a side of the poem that you wouldn't normally pick up just by reading it, to discover its sort of circumspect areas, its, you know, the parts of it that you wouldn't focus in on usually.
These days are becoming colder by a wind thinking a thousand thoughts. The fruit of the vine is bursting magnificent grace, blushing into a thousand peculiar memories. The snows can come now at any time in this part of the world. You'll try to count each and every flake, and I'll watch your eyes.
You know, the words can be very daunting on the page, very, overbearing even. Whereas the visual is much more of a passive experience, which people are now so much more used to, and it's a safety zone, I suppose, for people too. So when it's a film in between the viewer and the poem, it makes it easier for them to digest. I mean, film is probably, I mean, it's the seventh art, as they say, and it's the one art form that can encompass all art forms, essentially, I suppose, except for sculpture. But you can still film a sculpture and find all the different aspects of it, you know. There's been a great tradition of ekphrasis in poetry, of people interpreting either an image or a painting or indeed a sculpture through words, through the poem. And now there's the reverse effect here, where we're discovering the poem through the image. I'd love to see more of them on television, because they're just so so poignant and so meaningful, you know, for such a short little piece of film. I mean, wouldn't you rather see a 3-minute poetry film than a 3-minute advert?
The snows can come now at any time in this part of the world. You'll try to count each and every flake, and I'll watch your eyes blur, fall.
Paul Casey of the Ovale Winter Warmer Festival there, talking to Rachel Andrews, and you heard an excerpt from Your Garden by Juan Paulo Pere, which you can also find on YouTube. And you can see for yourself a helping of poetry film at the Ovale Festival on Saturday afternoon from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. at Sample Studios Amphitheatre, Cork.